Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Friday, November 12th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Missionaries join the throngs who are forced to leave the Ivory Coast. World Vision resumes its work in Liberia, and a new ministry to Hispanics in California may pave the way for a national outreach. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in the Ivory Coast, where airliners are shuttling thousands of foreigners out of the country, even as peace talks convene. For the most part, missionaries stay put unless the danger disrupts their work. But New Tribes Mission's Nita Zelenek says they were forced to make a tough call this week.
There's been a continued deterioration of civil order in Abidjan and also other parts of Ivory Coast, and it's reached a point where the safety of foreigners is uncertain, and so our missionaries are no longer able to carry out their ministries, and New Tribes Mission has decided that it's best that we evacuate the country.
While no New Tribes missionaries have been targeted or victimized, Zelenek says the teams need prayer.
Pray for the actual getting out of the country, the actual evacuation. There are a number of people being evacuated out of Ivory Coast. It's not just our missionaries, and so there's a matter of getting the flights and getting out and packing up and getting ready to leave and the uncertainty of knowing when you're going to be able to go back.
We turn next to Liberia. It's a country torn by war and its aftermath. However, refugees are now heading back home. In light of this, World Vision Liberia has reopened 9 of 10 clinics it closed down 2 years ago. Those closures were forced during the fighting in the area between rebels and the government of former President Charles Taylor. As teams help restore health and the nutritional services to remote villages, they're representing the hands and feet of Christ to the communities they assist. You're listening to Mission Network News. Indonesian authorities released a Christian pastor almost a year earlier than his original release date. Imprisoned on false charges, Reverend Rinaldi Damanyak and his family are thankful for those who prayed for his release. Serving the persecuted church, Open Doors USA held a letter-writing campaign for Damanyak, and while he was in prison, he received over 26,000 letters from Christians worldwide. Pray for believers who suffer persecution and imprisonment. Next, the Bible League is training its sights on the United States. Spokesman Izzy Vega says they've decided to launch a ministry to the growing Hispanic population of California. They're opening an office in Los Angeles.
We hope to go into the church and help the pastor train their laymen. It's a win-win situation for them because we do the training, we provide the scriptures, and it takes the focus off the pastor. And the sheep begin to say, this is what Christ meant when he gave the Great Commission.
Vega says they hope Project Philip sees growth throughout the country and becomes part of an American revival.
With 40-some million Hispanics in America and the growing immigration population, it's a very logical move to set up an office here and to begin the ministry here and then gradually grow up into the Central Valley and into Northern Cal and then Oregon and Seattle.
Finally, the International Bible Society is targeting Colorado Springs, Colorado with its City Reachers project. On December 19th, 100,000 New Testaments custom designed for Colorado Springs will be distributed with the Sunday newspaper. Bob Jackson's with IBS.
We know that the Word of God is relevant, but we do the best we can do to make the Bible pick-upable, that people will want to pick it up. And so as they look at this and see the title, which is Our City, God's Word, and see the images on the outside, we're convinced that many people who wouldn't perhaps pick up a black Bible with gold lettering will pick this up and perhaps read some of it, and it'll get into their hearts.
Over 130 local churches and organizations have joined this effort, and Jackson's excited to see God's Word do a powerful work in people's lives.
So we're believing that there are going to be some things happen here that perhaps has never happened before, some people who at least come to know the Word of God, and hopefully some lives transformed.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, please call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It can't help but encourage your church to get involved in orphan outreach. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.